Initially expected by the Office for National Statistics, and it actually puts the UK, crucially, ahead of countries like France and Germany when it comes to economic growth, who are both EU so-called powerhouses. So, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt says the figures prove the doubters wrong, but do these stats prove that it was the right decision to leave the EU, and also the clamour will now be growing for tax cuts? I am joined by the barrister, writer, housewife's favourite, Stephen Barrett. Thank you very much, Stephen. Great to have you on the show. So, all of the doomsayers who were very quick to look at now erroneous data, which showed that we'd not bounced back, we'd not built back better from the coronavirus crisis, that our friends over there on the other side of the channel, they were having it off while we were all stuck fighting for whatever scraps of food remained outside of burning Lidl. They were all wrong, weren't they? And actually, we're doing quite well. Are we better out of the EU, do you think?
Well, so I've never taken a political position on Brexit, and I never will. And I do think that gives me a certain freedom that those who align one way or another don't have. I remember how, I think it was only a week or so after the referendum, all of a sudden, those who were terribly upset about leaving were obsessed with PMI data. For like a day or two, they were obsessed with it because it showed that we were doing slightly less well than Germany. And that was taken as holy writ that Brexit was a terrible curse and that you know, we all turned into pillars of salt. And then the next week, the PMI data didn't support that. And since then, PMI data has never been mentioned again. Mm. And I rather imagine, I like to think of PMI data a bit like Miss Havisham. So sat home alone, wondering why the phone never rings. No one's ever interested in PMI data anymore. You know, it was suddenly, you know, the talk of the town, and now it's nothing. No one cared. And so we mustn't, or you can, as politics, you can if you want to. But those who support Leave, you know, would be ill-advised to copy that and say that this is proof that Brexit is working. And what I can do as a lawyer is tell you how we have hardly diverged at all from the EU. So think about it. Think about law as an operating system. We're still running the same version of Windows that the EU is running. Now, if you believe that there's going to be an economic potential to Brexit, which is a perfectly valid political position, if that's your position, and other positions are available. If you believe that, then you need to diverge from EU law to see the benefits. All we are seeing is the minor variations that happened when we were inside the EU anyway. You know, when you're inside the EU, it's not every nation state does the same. All the economies fluctuate up and fluctuate down. They've all got different levels of unemployment. The EU is increasing the level of control it has over member states. It's always growing the things that it controls, but it doesn't yet fully 100% control every member state. So that there is variance even inside the EU. But I've just sort of told the leaders off or told them not to get too excited. But maybe I should be nice to them. If they do want a benefit to Brexit, then they need to diverge from EU laws. They need to change the operation.
Can you just outline, Stephen, on that? Because I think that's a really important point, right? Because, you know, Brexiteers can't necessarily have it all both ways, which is that, yeah, it's all easy to look at these figures now, as I've been doing, and trumpet them and say, this is fantastic. Look, we're doing better than Germany and France, EU powerhouses. Ah, we were right to leave the EU. But then also simultaneously, like I do, complain that we haven't diverged enough from the European Union. So, you know, that's a tricky position to be in. What areas could we diverge in, do you think, that may well lead to a greater benefit? I mean, is this Britain doing very well, but still very much with the handbrake on?
Well, I mean, the fact is that we are aligning still, and the public are not necessarily being told that. So we made the political decision to align with the EU on the sale of petrol cars and gas boilers. It was not sold to the public as alignment with the EU. It was sold as a brave standing up against, you know, climate change, eco-zealot. But actually, it was just alignment with the EU. We're going to come under intense pressure. I think the steel industry is already lobbying government. So to align on carbon taxes, that'll be another major battleground. The opportunities for variance are there. I mean, you talk to industry and sector-specific people. I don't know if I can talk about law because I still think that would be a political position, and therefore I shouldn't, even though I do know quite a lot about the legal industry. But there are opportunities for variance if you believe, you know, you have to have the political will to believe in them, but they must theoretically be there. And all I'll say about the EU, and this is not a criticism of it at all, because there are many benefits that flow from this, but it has to have one size fits all for what was 28 member states. And that is quite difficult to do. I mean, part of the joy I have in writing about the law is I notice the differences between us and the EU. And we had a very different constitution. And it's not immediately clear that they even noticed. They're just a passing law for 28 states, assuming that they all have the same constitution. And we are the odd law. I think Malta is a bit like us as well, but anyway, I'm not a comparative constitutionalist, so I shouldn't make definitive statements like that. But we were a bit like the black sheep of the family, just because we have a totally different system, and they sort of didn't notice. They were, you know, we were all, every country had a big green field. Every country had sort of two teams of humans on it. And they were all playing a ball game, and the EU just assumed it was the same, and they never sort of squinted at us and went, UK, are you kicking that ball or are you holding that? And you know, they never got into the detail of that, because that's not how they made law. They're very top down. It's very one size fits all. Yes. And if you indulge.
Is it?